All right, everybody, how's it going? My name is Jimmy. Welcome back to the Hideout. Joining me is my two co-hosts, Ender Blade. What is up, bro?
What's up, man?
And joining me is our other co-host, Shane. What is up, sir?
Hey, happy to be back, as always.
Yes, indeed.
Tonight, you didn't know how to respond to that radio voice. You're like, what the fuck?
Tonight, I pretty much say the same thing every week after Alex shamed me into not going, yeah, guys, it's a great week. I can't believe it. Oh, yeah, crystal meth. He'd be like, all right, Shane, you can relax on the big intro.
But don't you sit up here and try to give me counsel by saying I'm bullying you or some shit.
Bullying me into not smoking crystal meth. What a jerk.
I wanted this.
Anyway, guys, we're going to be talking about Gamescom, the games, and the other information that's come out of it. So the Pikachu car and the DualSense controller will also be going over the PlayStation 5 inflation. But before we get into that, two announcements. First one is the YouTube channel has taken off. We're over, I think we're at like 1.3, we're over 1,000 subs by now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The video has done garnered over 500 views. So thank you everybody for going, subbing, and watching. Also, the end of September, we'll be doing the celebration stream. So I'll get the date on the next podcast. And yeah. But Mr. Shane, you got a list for us about the game. So I'll allow you to take it away.
I mean, maybe we should briefly explain what it is that what
it's game. Another goddamn games festival thing that just randomly pops up every fucking year.
Okay, so I'm going to be honest with you. If anybody comes in and listens to the podcast, probably already knows what Gamescom is because, you know, this content is oversaturated anyway. So,
yeah. Well, see, I mean, but it's like when I did see the Gamescom thing, I was like, what the hell is this? It just seemed, to James' point, it does seem like it is oversaturated because you see this stuff so often now. It's like it's all over the place. Like you can't go on YouTube without seeing, hey, it's another gamer thing showing a bunch of fucking video games and trailers, which is great. I mean, I enjoy it, but at the same time, it's like, damn.
Indeed.
Kinda takes away the novelty of it.
Indeed. But for anybody who doesn't know, Gamescom was a big convention they had where they showed off, where developers came in and showed off the games. The same guy who did the past not E3, but the little other convention they did at the beginning of the year. They did this again. He did it again.
It was like the Ryan Seacrest of video games.
Yeah, he also does like the Game Awards and stuff like that. So yeah. He's pretty popular. So they always get him to come back. Dude, I think his name is like Jeff
Keighley.
Jeff something, yeah.
Yeah.
They get him to come back and do another convention. And this one, Sony showed up for it. Microsoft, Nintendo, third-party developers and indie developers all showed up for this one. And showed off their games. Some of the games looked fantastic. Some games I was just like, eh. But nevertheless, this list, sir. Oh, so how are we going to this? He's gonna pull up the game. We're going to talk about it and go down.
I actually have a few of mine already rolled down. So,
Well, you know, obviously there's a few new games that we haven't heard of that got announced, or, you know, I say not.
Yeah, they'd be kind of like taking out the stuff.
Tim, I want to know the same thing. Who shows up to these events? Like, I'm going to go buy a ticket just to watch a trailer. Like, come on.
Well, they have, it seems like these types of things they have. I mean, it's the same thing as like going to like a con, isn't it? Like they have booths and stuff, and people just kind of like, hey, you know.
You can also try out the games and stuff. Yeah, I get it, but I mean, at least at a con, I'm going to go see a celebrity or something.
I mean,
some of these people are celebrities in these folks, bro. Like Jeff Keighley is that guy, I guess. I don't know.
Right.
Some of these developers.
One of the games that we've heard about before, obviously, but they decided to put an additional emphasis on this trip. Do you guys? I remember nobody really seemed to be too head over heels when we last talked about it. But the Callisto Protocol, did that?
No. I mean, I was fairly into it. I was thinking that like it's filling the spot that hasn't been there for a while, you know, because Dead Space and all that. But now that Dead Space the remake is coming out, I mean, I would think it would be an interesting, maybe a little bit of an interesting competition. But sure. Considering how Dead Space ended up, I think I'm more willing to give Callisto Project over the new Dead Space remake. I mean, from what I've seen in the trailer, it looks good. Looks interesting. So.
Okay. Yeah. Jimmy, did you get it? Did you change any opinion on it after hearing the updates this week about it? Or was it just kind of like, all right, I guess we'll see what we get when we get it?
Man, my opinion is the same. When we get it, we get it. If not, oh well.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a game that I'm just necessarily waiting for either. Not if it was the only game coming out for the next 2 years, I'd probably be like, okay, well, it looks like it you know,
we ain't got no other choice.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset about having to play it because it does look, you know, interesting and kind of edgy, but it's also kind of like, just by looking at it, it's like you're definitely not on the top five of games I'm waiting for that, you know, I've heard about in these, specifically speaking, these 2 week long events or whatever that we've heard from this year. So moving on from that, I don't know if this, for me personally, this is the first time I'm hearing about this game, but this Sonic Frontiers game that they announced is coming out. I mean,
what did you think?
You mean Sonic Breath of the Wild? I got you.
I know, right?
Well, one Sonic 2006, hope to God this is better than the last one.
Something that I like about it, though, for what it's worth, is it does seem like that it's plot heavy. Like just from watching the trailer or the little bit that we've got out here, I mean, the game looks cool, sure, whatever, Sonic. But like they were like having some pretty heavy plot points, like in those, you know, basically like they're trying to get Sonic the F out of here because I don't know, it was just weird the way that.
Well, I mean, it's like they have done this kind of before.
They're turning him into an anti-hero or something.
With the 2006 version of it. That's what I'm saying. It's like
you're talking about where he kissed somebody? Kissed the demon?
Yeah, everyone's like, oh my God, this is so terrible. I'm like, y'all don't shut the hell up. Everybody's terrible. It was weird. It was definitely a weird plot point to have. But yeah, and that one kind of like ruined it at that time, like with the whole adventure, open world kind of Sonic thing. And I guess they haven't really tried to do that since then. So I guess they're trying to do it again.
My thing about Sonic is, why do they have to make an open world like that? Like, they could have just stuck to the, you know, whole entire rail, like they done, like, Sonic Adventures or Sonic Adventures 2 and stuff like that. And just fine-tuned it and made it, you know, better than what they released before, and people would buy it, you know? Yeah. But they had to make this open world. I mean, I get it. Breath of the Wild succeeded in making the open world
it's overshot at this point. Like so many people have said it. It's kind of getting to be a bit much. Because I mean, I've seen gameplay of the Sonic trailer that came out before this one. And I remember people kind of like, oh God, it looks slow. A lot of people saying, you know, Sonic should never be slow. It looks kind of slow. It's kind of like the pace of it's going to be a little bit off at some point. So if they don't fix that, it's probably not going to work out.
Yeah, I'm with Tim on this one. Just do Sonic Adventures 3 and get it over with.
Yeah. Like, bro, just put them back on rails, for God's sake. Just take it back to Sega. Take it back to the Genesis. Because I think the only one that's probably gotten popular since, I think, that 2006 Sonic game was Sonic Generations.
Well, Sonic Generations, that's because it was old-school Sonic.
Yeah.
They tried Heroes, but Heroes didn't do well.
I have you. It ain't that bad. Like, it's straight.
All right.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's a man.
Yeah, I mean, it looks cool, but also, just personally, I mean, I'm a horrible example of someone, but, like, I might would play this on Game Pass if one of y'all told me, hey, dude, you should check it out. It's really a fun game. I might would download it and play it. But like as far as going to spend coin, I'm not waiting for this one, not clamoring for it. You know, look, I will never be the one to play this next game personally, but I'm not going to lie, it's starting to shape up. Like, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a letdown, honestly, because that's how stuff like this usually works. And these games specifically don't have much good history, but y'all might can fill me in on maybe some development and develop team information. But the Hogwarts Legacy, the new updates you got on that, where they're kind of showing a little more emphasis on the dark magic or whatever.
Yeah. And it's some kid, some dude who sounds a lot like Harry is like, I don't know what we have to do about dark magic or something.
Yeah, but he sounds like someone who still has his parents though. Like he sounds like he came for money and he just lucked out and gets to become a wizard and he's gonna be an asshole.
Bro, that's messed up, bro. Why would you go that far?
Yeah, I just watched that damn series not that long ago. That hurts, bro.
It's more of an insult to
that boy grew up in a fucking closet.
It's probably Neville.
It's probably Neville.
But
Neville's parents got killed too. What you mean?
Were you guys moved at all about the Hogwarts game?
I didn't even like. I
Man,
saw.
I have no opinion on the game.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of like I grew up about the Sonic thing. Like if this works, it could be amazing, right? You know, a freaking Harry Potter game, that would be cool,
right? Yeah.
Ah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. But it's still, it has a ceiling for me. My interest level is only so high. Like, even if it's cool, like, I mean, I spend all of my time playing games where we shoot each other and throw grenades at one another. Why would I want to hold a wizard? And I mean, hold a,
what?
hold a wizard. Come on. Like, what?
Okay, I meant hold a wand.
Everybody screen clip that and audio clip it, and that's going to be me.
So overall, no true emotions about the Hogwarts game.
Yeah, and I mean, this is coming from somebody that, I like the Harry Potter stuff now that I finally watch it, so it'll be interesting and all, but
I find a lot of value in the sake of just like the franchise or the brand itself, like having a game that's good, that'd be cool just for them, but I mean, like I said, this kind of stuff doesn't usually work out that well.
I mean, I remember Brittany was like talking about it for a little bit. I mean, she's still semi-excited about it, or was she just kind of like,
I'm probably more excited about it. And that's just because I know more about it. And what I know about it is literally what we've talked about this time talking about it. So, I mean, I know it's a game that they're making, and I know that it's going to have a lot of customization and you know, like you're going to have a lot of access to doing different things. But like outside of that, I don't know. I'm not going to be buying it unless my wife says she wants it. But it, as of right now, the release date's not until February 10th, 2023. So, you know, it might not be much of nothing, but it might be dope because they have been talking about this game for, I guess, a year or so now. Obviously, they've spent more time than that, but I want to say that's when I heard about it. Doesn't really matter. Moving on. Something I imagine both of you are a little bit more passionate about, Gotham Knights. They brought in their release date. One thing that we got out of the announcement this week, or this weekend rather, is they brought their release date 4 days earlier than expected. I'm sure there's a million and one reasons as to why they did that. Because, I mean, there's a reason.
As long as they fix Red Robin, whatever the fuck's name is.
Damn. Red Hood?
Yeah. Jesus, what's wrong with me tonight?
Red
Robin.
Yum.
Yo. Damn. Yeah, but like, as long as they kind of fix this gameplay, I feel like this can work. Out of all the trailers that they've shown for it, this trailer has probably gotten my interest a little bit more. It's gotten my excitement a little bit more for it. So we'll see. Like, I like the whole Court of Owls angle that they're going to try to take. I mean, it seems interesting. Looks cool, but I think the freaking Red Hood thing kind of killed the momentum on it a little bit for some people.
Sure.
Because that gameplay looked just weird. It looked like it was playing like some, like Avengers. Like, there was no weight to what he was doing.
Yeah.
Like, all of his hits, all of his shots and everything else, like man, it was like playing water guns or something. It was trash. So if they fix that, then it should probably be better.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure I'll play this if it finds its way onto a...
As much crap as you be talking... As much crap as you be talking about Batman Arkham saying that it was mid.
Something that...
Because it's co-op. Because it's co-op.
Something that's
what it is. We're going to play it online, bro.
I was just about to say something that is... even if it's... See, I didn't even know it was co-op. I didn't even put that together. But something that I know you can't, you know, appreciate the same way that I can, Xander. I like to be a part of the same things that my friends are a part of. I thoroughly enjoy when I get to play a game that my friends are choosing to play. Okay. Well.
Oh, we get real now. We get real now.
I just want to be a part of your life. I apologize.
What the? Yo, bro, go hold a wizard, bro.
Bro, right, somebody please clip that.
Let them wizards hold you. I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah. I ain't going to hold you. Let them wizards. That's amazing.
I got to go back and clip that after this.
Lyrics.
Incredible.
Lyrics for the next project. Yeah, but I mean, James, how do you feel about it, though? I'm interested to see what they're going to do with it, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know.
Man, I'm going to put it like this. Either they're going to be successful at it or not. I mean, everybody's been wanting the new Batman game like this for a while. And so we had that, then we had the Death of the Justice League game Suicide Squad 1, which is Rocksteady's doing. So let's just see how this one goes.
People more interested in that one, I think.
Right. But overall, you know, my friends want to get it and play it, then I might get it and try it out. But as far as me going out and buying it day one release, I'm good on that.
Yeah.
It's a story aspect for me. I'm just interested in seeing the Court of Owls be shown. That's pretty much it for me. Some of the gameplay looks cool, though, but they got to fix that shit.
There's clearly going to be fanfare, though. So, I mean, you know, if it's focused on villains, then it's going to be. Or this stuff that they just showed.
Well, I'm fairly sure that at the end of Batman's going to show up, and then they're going to be like Arkham Death or some kind of crap. It'll probably lead off to the next one.
To another one, yeah.
To me, if they were smart, they would do that.
That's what I'm saying. They should. It just sucks that all they have is Arkham.
And all Ubisoft has is Assassin's Creed.
Listen now.
Listen. And they ain't got that no more.
Yeah, joke's on them. But no, I mean, I'm not even saying that just to be a jerk, though. But think about it. They're setting up for another game and it's going to be in the same city for the sixth time.
Well, I mean, it's Batman. Where else does Batman go besides, Arkham City or to New York City?
It's and I get what you mean, though, but it is very much in the realm of if it ain't broke, you don't need to fix it.
That's fair. See,
you can possibly say the same thing about Assassin's Creed, but I mean, God, dog, Assassin's Creed been broke for a while.
That's been broke for a while.
Batman hasn't. It ain't took no L's yet. Some people didn't like Knight because of the overabundance of the freaking Batmobile, but overall, it's still a really solid game.
I mean, fair enough. And you're right. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, if people are continuing to buy the games, then by all means. I don't know if we've ever done a deep dive on the numbers that those games did. But I mean, if they're doing well enough for them to continue to make games in this same vein, then I mean, you're probably onto something there.
Yeah.
Because obviously they've taken a break off the past handful of years since the last one came out. But I mean,
and James said, they got that Suicide Squad thing too, though. So that'll probably be a whole other thing, really.
Yeah.
See how that works out.
We'll see. Moving on, though, I assume, unless you guys have something else to say about that. All right.
Go on.
This game I was kind of excited about. I'm going to have to obviously see a lot more from it before I indulge myself, which, I probably won't even come out for a console that I have. But the Dune Awakening, the MMO open world survival Dune game.
Dune?
Yeah.
Tim, I think the game will be able to survive because I think a lot of people want to play as Nightwing. I don't know about...
I think people want to play as Nightwing. I think people want to play as... It's the only one I've seen that looked janky was Red Hood. Everybody else's gameplay looked slick.
So, Dune Awakening did look interesting enough. It's more that I'm I'd have to see more on.
I didn't read the books. I didn't watch the movie. I didn't watch the remake. That kid that everybody likes,
Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, I don't care.
In the same boat. I know nothing about him.
I don't really know shit about him either. But I do know that he's a decent actor. But it's beyond that. Their world, you get it. You learn enough just by watching that movie. I haven't read the books either. I just think it looks cool aesthetically. Some people who put me onto it, they showed me the trailer for the movie, and they're like, "Yeah, these books are some old shit." There,
I remember. I remember Joey used to talk to me about it. I remember we used to go to the library. He'd be like, "Yes, dude, this is one the best books," because they said world building has some of the deepest lore ever written or something.
Right.
So I mean, it is something that I would be willing to get into, but bro, I think the ship sailed for me. The ship sailed for me before I was even born. That shit's been out.
That's fair. Yeah, no, that's fair. But I'm just saying, for what it's worth, that stuff that is in there, as far as it's the same thing that, if Dune comes out and does this and they succeed, it's going to be a fucking. I'm sorry, I don't know if we can curse on Twitch, but I don't know. I feel like I saw something recently that was don't curse on Twitch, but I don't
okay,
know.
Sure.
I'm just being said, yeah, fuck it, yeah. No, but it's going to be a fucking shame. Because Star Wars has been trying games and doing shit in the same realm for 3-4 decades now and haven't been able to pull off a good MMO. So if Dune does it, and it's like, damn, how well, the hell
they had Star happen? Wars. What was it? Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, they had that.
But that's not an MMO, though.
Yes. They actually they took the name and made it into an MMO. Also,
it continues which weapons.
Oh, it's just called the Old Republic, right?
Yeah,
the Old
Republic. Okay. Yeah, which wasn't bad.
Yeah,
when it first came out, but it got better over time, just like any other game.
Yeah. Do people play it still?
I think some people do, but it died out. You know, it ran its time and died out. But see, it wasn't bad.
That shouldn't happen. That's a damn shame.
But they can't all be fucking
World Warcraft. I mean, you got other games like World Warcraft and Final Fantasy 14. Yeah. And all these other MMOs that are coming out, like Black Desert Online and stuff. People are just migrating to other games and trying.
Yeah, like Final Fantasy 14 is the one, apparently. Like, that was the...
It's a great game.
Yeah, like, apparently when it came out originally, it was kind of bad. And they re-released it and it blew up. Like, everybody loves it now.
Yep.
That's crazy.
But I mean, Dune as an MMO, that could be interesting, though. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I didn't know it was gonna be MMO. Like, when I saw the trailer, I was thinking it was gonna be like Mad Max, and that Mad Max game that was a few years back, which I heard was pretty good.
I never played the game. I saw the movie with Tom Hardy or whatever his name is.
Yeah. All right. What's the next one?
The next one was one that I saw a lot of people were raving about online, especially when I was looking into all this stuff. Like, I spent a good bit of time watching stuff and reading a little bit this morning, and everyone was ranting and raving apparently about the announcement of Dead Island 2.
No.
Me and James are just ripping this.
All right, we go on to the next one. We're good.
Hey, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't have a dog in the fight. I just did see where people were acting like it was like some big reveal that Dead Island 2.
For the people who've been waiting for years, probably.
Which is crazy that there's people out there that have.
Yeah, because I mean,
Yeah, right. Gone, Dead Island 2, boo. But it's also like this. People want this one to redeem the first one, because the first one was already...
The trailer was the thing that sold it.
I would say it's all right, but it was just... It was a shit game all in all. But it had some nice redeeming qualities that, you know, other games take, you know, it took from other games. So people want to see it redeemed, but I can't back it.
Right, sure. I mean, the first one sucked. I did not enjoy it. I played it for like all of about like 3 hours, and I was
That's right, dog. We're going to be talking about that one soon.
Now, there's one that I would like to, since no one cares about Dead Island. Before we start getting into all of these picks of all these other random ones that they have, I have a couple of questions about a few of them that I feel like I'm late to the party on. I want to know. Did anybody expect to hear anything about System Shock?
Yeah. I remember they did a little.
The Summerfest. That's what Summerfest. They talked about System Shock. We talked about it.
I didn't remember. I don't remember seeing a trailer for System Shock.
Yeah, they showed one.
And I was like, "Holy crap!" I'm like, "They're bringing it back," and
I just thought it was like an argument or a conversation, not an argument, a conversation about.
I was mad.
It could have been. We could have made it an argument.
I was like, "Why not Bioshock?" He's like, "No, bro, this is the first Bioshock. This is the. This
you is can only Bioshock play it online."
That would be terrible.
Nonetheless, I digress. That looked great. I thought that was awesome. I was like, dude, I want to play this. Now I feel like I can finally, because I never played the original, but I've always heard, dude, you need to go back and play, or you need to play System Shock or whatever it was.
Well, see, I mean, System Shock, the thing is about it is like, I don't know if it's supposed to be kind of like a reboot or probably a reboot with the first one more than likely. But,
or a remake.
Yeah, remake. Kind of like taking some of the old stuff and mixing it with the new. But I mean, it's like nothing can really... Is really taking that spot right now when you think about it. Like Bioshock, if it comes back, no one knows if it's coming back currently. So why not? Like, I never played System Shock, but you know.
Oh, so how's your day? How's your day going, dog?
Am I the last person in the room to know anything about Lies of P?
Bro, I'm hyped and excited for that game. Like, that's one of my three games from this I'm hyped and excited about.
It looks like there's a lot going on in that game. Like, you have, I don't know, like, you got to keep up with a bunch.
Lies of P is a...
Don't you say it, James. Don't you say it. I know you're going to say
it. Tell me the developer's name, Shane.
Let's see. Lies of P. What is it? Bloodborne, but it's about...
God damn it.
Pinocchio.
The developer. What's her name?
I don't know. It doesn't say right here.
Okay. Anyway, Lies of P is their take of Pinocchio, where you're playing Pinocchio and you're hunting down Geppetto. It has that... Thank you. It has that aesthetic of Victorian style, gothic, like Cthulhu base look to it. And it looks amazing. It looks like it's going to play just like, you know, your hack and slash with a little bit more Dark Souls-y.
Yeah.
And a lot of people is comparing it to Bloodborne. Now,
it's like once I actually watch the gameplay, it is very reminiscent of Bloodborne, but it's just the look to it is way more clean. It's way too clean to be like Bloodborne. Like, and that's because I wrote that down. Like, I was saying to myself, like, I get it. It looks cool. I know everyone's going to say Bloodborne. But it's just like, it's fluid. Like, the whole
thing. I don't Bloodborne know, man. It kind of looks like Bloodborne.
Bloodborne has a wet, sloppy, dark.
You know what? You know what's going to separate this from Bloodborne? And Tim just said this.
A store.
No. It's where you're going to turn into the donkey and fight.
That's true.
that would be dope. You're right. But yeah, Lies of P is actually it's on my list. Like I want to play it. It looks fantastic. Whether or not I'll play it on PC or console is a different question. Just depend on.
Right.
But I mean, it looks like a way. It kind of looks like a mix between Dishonored, that whole steampunk sort of feel,
like Dishonored, Bloodborne. Like I hate to say it, it's like Devil May Cry, like it actually looks kind of like Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
It has that aesthetics of Bloodborne and
Dishonored. It's faster than a lot of like From Software games. So
right,
I'll probably be a little bit more interested.
There's this new game that came out called Thymesia. You pretty much play as a plague doctor, and it has like that Bloodborne From Soft aesthetics as well to it, and it the gameplay is smooth just like that. So. I'm kind of curious to see how Lies of P turns out. I would probably pick it up day one. That's probably one of my day ones I'll pick up.
Something else that I noticed, and this is something that's been happening over the past couple of years, and it's just picked up a lot this past like 2 years, I guess because it's cheaper, but there's been so many side-scrolling games that have been, I guess it's like indie games developers.
Well, a lot of that's easier to develop than, you know, a full open-world sandbox deal.
Right, I imagine.
So. And plus that niche for that hasn't died. It's only growing and growing for more.
Because the games like Inside and I guess what was the latest one, like Little Nightmares
Yeah. So I mean, games like that is helping that niche out. You know, plus there's all these like indie side scrolling games like
Hollow Knight,
yes, Hollow Knight, stuff like that. So I mean, it's working out. Salt and Sanctuary, Salt and Sacrifice, stuff like that.
Feel like the Metroidvania type games.
Yeah, it's working well for us. So I have no issues with that. Some of them are cool. Some of them are just yeah.
This one's about depression. It's like okay, fuck. Here we go. I didn't play this. Get upset.
Yeah, I tried playing that game. Something Night. I don't remember what it was.
Hollow Knight.
Yeah, and because I'd heard about it for a couple of years now, and then when I played it, I was like. Oh, this is cool and just dark and just like I don't really care to play this alone in my house by myself. not that it scares me or nothing. It's just like I don't know.
If you grew up playing something like Castlevania or whatever else, you would have probably had more of an interest in it.
Absolutely, I agree. And I mean, even if I had, I would be so far removed from any of those games when I did play them.
Yeah.
So like, and you know, maybe sometimes on like a phone game, I'll play like that side scrolling. You know, like I'm playing this game called Dan the Man, and Dan the Man is like a shooter, but you go side to side. And he's got a goofy little story, whatever. It's made by the same people who do Jetpack Joyride. Not sure.
Man, if it ain't Temple Run, I don't want to hear it.
Oh my god!
Bro, why the hell you go back to that?
It's like the only cell phone game I played.
Did you guys?
Man, if it ain't Snake, with that old Nokia phone, I ain't trying to hit nothing.
Did you guys ever? Hey, anybody who happens to be watching, shoot the link to one of your friends. Tell them that we're on here chatting and talking about video games, and it's fun. Last case of Benedict Fox.
That sounds
it's like the curious case of Edis Finch or Edis Fifth, whatever it is.
Yeah.
and What Remains of Edith Finch. I played that though.
It looks interesting.
Is that that type of game though, Shane? Is it like something like that where it's like you had to walk around and do small puzzles as we tell stories about sad people?
On the page that I'm on right now, it's not showing me much detail, but I thought it was kind of one of those side scrollers. That was why I brought that up before we got into it. But I could be wrong.
I'm pretty sure the same developers who did that did this one. So
yeah, so I guess it would be more like okay, yeah. I guess Layers of Fear deserved a sequel.
It was big, dude.
I played that game on 420 like 5 years ago or something like that.
It feels scared like, the shit out of myself.
We were scared. We turned it off and we watched. Meet the Blacks.
It's like we're playing a horror game. We watched a horror parody and then we felt better.
Yeah, this game is kind of like one of the. It's like a side scrolling mystery game. Like he's like walking.
To that, there's another game that they had that they were talking about that was kind of like that called Pentiment or something. Yeah. Released by the people who did I think they're Obsidian or something like that. They're kind of doing like this weird side scrolling type game. It's not really an RPG, but they said for the most part you just walk around and talk to people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Strange, but I mean I guess there's probably more games like that than you'd think these days.
No, dude, blown up. Yeah, like, it's blown up since like 2013 when things have been catching heat. Cause I mean there's so much you can do with those types of games, or like you can explore a lot of different types of story beats with those games.
Right. Oh, hey, before we go too much further, let's not forget to mention Goat Simulator 3 is coming out.
Where's number 2, though, man?
That's a great question, because I don't ever remember Goat Simulator
2.
It's a meme. It's a meme. That's why they came out with Simulator 3.
I'm right. See that? Yeah. I was like, I'm just going to assume it's a meme, and the meme's like, ha-ha, they never came out with a 2, but they did. Yay, it's fun, right, guys?
There's another heavy hitter that I can't remember what the name of it was, but I kind of want to find it just to bring it up because I know that it's probably a game that they're basically saying could compete with what is it called? Ghost of Tsushima. That's what it's called.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Where Winds Blow?
Ghost of Steve Buscemi.
Ghost of Tsushima. Ghost of Tsushima. Damn, bro. The hard times.
You talking about
Where Wind Meets?
Oh no, Where Winds Blow.
It looks good. It has the Ghost of Tsushima aesthetic, but it looks like it's going to be more.
It's
like Otake.
It's a Chinese. It's set in the Chinese. So
yeah,
and yes, that's my number 2 for most type.
Yeah, it looks great.
It looks really great, especially with all the fighting styles and stuff. It looks like you change up throughout it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It looks great. Like this is gonna be one of the games that it's most definitely I'll pick it up day one and try it out. Like it looks fantastic.
Damn, that's awesome. It's exciting to hear that you're so passionate about the game.
It looks good, dude. Like I saw that and I was like, I'm gonna get that.
Well, it opens up with that singing and it just keeps going. I was like, okay, then it just shows the guy walking, the place catches fire, and he starts going around fighting. I was like, all right, I'm cool with this. Yeah. I'm down.
I mean, it definitely looked interesting to me. Now, mind you, I thought the other game, which I'm not going to try to pronounce again, I thought that
Tsushima.
I thought it looked cool, but like I knew that like I didn't know anything about any of that. Like I didn't know anything about what that game
is. It's a game that I do want to play.
Yeah.
I just got to get around to doing it.
Yeah.
Or owning it. So I did watch a friend of ours, T-Pross, play through it, and he looked interesting.
Well,
so what do y'all think about? I mean, we're talking about coming off the horse. So what do y'all think about that Outlast, Charles? Shane, you can actually probably play this.
What's that? Enjoy it.
Outlast Trials.
It looks interesting. I want to see a little bit more on it before I really make my mind. Like the trailer looked like Outlast to me. It was like, all right,
yeah. It's just, it's supposed to be a prequel to Outlast. That's about the people who were involved in, I guess, the experiments.
Bro, Whistleblower was a prequel to Outlast. Come on.
It's a prequel to that. Like, I guess it's about, like, maybe the people who were staying at the
institute
before like everybody started getting killed or something.
Oh my god.
But it's supposed to be like co-op, and I guess you're gonna be playing as all these different people, and it's gonna be kind of like Saw.
Oh yeah. My god, dude, this shit looks terrifying.
How's it going? Yeah,
but it's co-op. It's supposed to be online co-op, so
hey, let's get it.
And another online co-op that for whatever reason everybody keeps blowing up, I don't know why. Killer Clowns from fucking
Outer Space. Yes, fucking yes, let's go. Yes, bro, let's go. Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I want to play that so bad. I signed up for the beta.
Clean. This shit does look clean. I'm not gonna lie.
So pretty much it is three clowns versus seven survivors. Yeah, three clowns versus seven survivors, bro. It looks so fucking fun. That trailer.
The songs, wow. I was like, all right, the song is very catchy. I slightly remember that from when I was a kid. But I mean, I get it. I mean, they just kind of did the same thing with The Evil Dead. And what was the games that first kind of started doing this?
It's the same developers who did Friday the 13th.
And there's another game that they had that kind of like rotates between slashes and monsters. I forgot the name.
Dead by Daylight.
Yeah, Dead by Daylight. Like, I mean, it's cool, but it's just another one of those.
I don't care. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
I don't care. That must be something you like from your
childhood. That is it, dude. Bro, that movie freaked me out as a kid.
Yeah, hey, fuck it.
I want to play it. You know, I'm not Leah. I'm not scared of fucking clowns.
What did you guys think about Moonbreaker? I bet we could have fun playing that online, huh?
I ain't look at that.
I didn't know that either.
you guys don't care, or you just
I didn't see it.
That was one that flew under my radar when I was looking.
Oh man, it's like it says not what you'd expect from a Subnautica developer. Unknown Worlds Moonbreaker is a miniature strategy game, like a Games Workshop tabletop set, but entirely new.
I'm out. I'm out already.
It's like Final Fantasy War of the Lions for you, bro. Let's get it. That's Final Fantasy.
It looks cool, man. If you guys played it, I would play it. But I mean, I'm definitely not playing people online.
You're gonna end up running into a specific type of group.
Yeah, exactly.
You're mad about yourself.
Exactly.
You thought that man cursed you out about don't play right. You thought that man was bad.
You guys would beat me and like tell me how I could do better next time.
We're probably all on the same ground when it comes to tactic games, dude. Like I used to play when I was a kid, and that was about it.
I'm so bad at tactic games, and I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I
feel like I'm doing good for a while, and then next thing you know, everybody dies, and I'm like, I don't know what happened. Like, I thought this was a sound plan.
Yeah, I thought at least three of us would live. Return to Monkey Island, anyone?
I've been talking about this for so long now. That creator has catched so much shit from it that I feel bad for him. Because he changed up the art style and how it is played a little.
Yeah.
He definitely looks
different.
They literally have sent him death threats for the game.
Holy shit.
Oh my God, dude. No, calm down, internet Jesus geeks. Christ. Jesus.
Right?
It's like, I really hate to say that, but it's like, dude, fuck. Like, y'all make everybody look bad. Calm down. Right, it's just
like, I get it. It's been years. Yeah, years. Yeah. Come on now. It's got to change.
Yeah, because
like, he can't stick with.
Because, dude, like, the first one came out, like, way back in the 90s. Like, come on, dude. Like, jeez.
Hey, I just want to say I've been looking at a few more pictures of this Outlast game, and this shit is horrific. Like, this is this is nightmare fuel, bro.
I bought all of them from Sam. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
I'll tell you what. Go ahead.
I wasn't, like, a huge fan of it, but it was good, though. It was cool.
Okay, so there's just one scene in Outlast Whistleblower that will
Do not do it. Okay, let him play. Let him find out.
I am not playing any of this shit by myself, dude.
Go play Whistleblower. Just play that one.
Y'all heard the shit I say about Resident Evil? This is way worse. This is way worse than Resident Evil.
I find it to be more of a damn psychological thriller, but that is very uncomfortable. I'm gonna do it to him.
This is one scene in Whistleblower where you're strapped to a table. And the guy, you're naked, and the guy comes in with a saw, and he brings it down, and he starts, and you can see it going, you can see it going up your body, from the penis up.
Oh. Also, he's trying to rape you, though.
Yeah. He has a thing for it. He wants to rape you. You actually get free. You actually have to run around naked with all that cut.
Oh, my God. What's the point?
They're all, like, insane people. I mean, that's basically what the game is. Like, the only real supernatural aspect to it is that there's this weird creature that got let loose and started, like, killing everybody and stuff.
The Outrider or something like that, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care. These people look jacked up.
And you can't do nothing to them either.
Like, you get the running hot.
The gameplay from this Trials game is gnarly, bro. Like,
There you go, Shane. Play that one.
Dude.
Yeah.
Stream it.
Play that one.
Hey, let's get it. And by it, I mean new consoles. Because I can't play any of this shit, I bet, on my console.
I think it's going to the Xbox. As a matter of fact, I think that's going to the Game Pass day one.
Oh, shoot, Shane, you ain't got no excuse, bro.
Well, I have a few. I'll be like, you know,
like, listen, I just don't want to play.
I can come over to all.
I'll be like, hey, Xander, I don't have to have one.
I'm grown, bro.
Yeah, I'm grown. You like, ain't going to swat me, bitch. Don't swat me. I have a child. Shit. Please don't swat me. Pull up on me at work and beat my ass. Just don't swat me. Does anybody else get, like, the more they see on How in Life, the less they want
to
play?
I was just about to talk about that. I mean, I'm pretty sure it probably appeals to a very specific group. Like, we all grew up watching Adult Swim, you know? And that's all I can say about that.
Right. And it plays to that humor for sure. I mean, it is like a Rick and Morty type.
It's the same guy from Rick and Morty. It's the same voice.
It's Morty's voice. The creator of Morty, Rick and Morty, they're doing it. It looked cool, but it's one of those that I would probably
have to watch. I feel like I'm going to get annoyed after a while.
I'm going to have to want to watch. I'm going to have to sit down and want to watch somebody play.
Yeah, you're like quip. Ha! Hey man, I'm. I was like, all right, okay, I get it.
And that's cool. I mean, it's cool. I like that. But in the same breath, like, I don't know if I care enough about a whole game of that.
Yeah, I feel like if they don't balance it out, like, maybe if they do something where they make the game really, really dark or something like that, then maybe that would be kind of a cool twist or whatever. But if it's just Rick and Morty, the video game, I'm sure.
Yeah, you can also look at it as, like, you know, I was going to say, you look at it as like one of those games where you would, okay, I'll easily download it if they're just going to shove it in my face for free, you know, or something like that. It's like, it's downloadable for sure. It's raining today. I'm not going outside. I'm not doing anything today. So I'll play this game. And that's like the only way, but I have no anticipation anymore for it. At first I was like, this is kind of cool. It looks unique. I wonder what kind of, how broad it's going to be, but it doesn't seem very story thick at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably plot heavy, but it's probably just mostly about jokes and stuff. So, I mean, hey, you know, that's what you want to play. Cool. Like, I can't be mad at you for it.
Yeah. There was one game that I saw. I don't remember what the name of it was, and I don't really see it on.
So, what do you think about Forspoken?
I want to see it, but it's like, I know for whatever reason, like, there's a lot of controversy behind it. Most of it, I guess, was the graphics and whatever else, but the more I see it, it looks cool. Looks interesting. What's that anime term for when, like, somebody goes into a different world?
Isekai.
Yeah, it's that. It's basically that. It reminds me, the plot of it kind of reminds me of some, like, old early 2000s movie where some girl or some kid gets, you know, taken to some sort of weird world and kind of like Page Master or something like that. But it looks cool. I think they were talking about how they have quests and stuff like that, too. So that'll be interesting as long as they don't overdo it. Like, I don't need this to be no huge open world. Oh, here's a quest. Find my cat. The cat's dead now.
Like, it kind of looks like that might be what you're going to get. I'm not going to lie. Oh my God. Very Assassin's Creed.
Well.
What about that?
Atlas Falls.
Atlas Falls.
Yes. Now, that looks like a better version of Forspoken. It looks cool. Like, the gameplay looks cool from what they showed.
It looks like Monster Hunter style. Fighting beasties. So it's like another Monster Hunter type.
Well, like Devil May Cry type fighting. Or like Final Fantasy 15 type gameplay. Yeah, so I'm willing to give that a shot. That's pretty cool.
It's weird paying attention to like games like this. Like the way that I have been, I guess, say in the past year. Because you start to see how many games come out that are like so similar to each other. Like in some,
it used to be like that, but it is not.
Some are clearly better than, you know, it's like this game is not that much different from this one, but this one looks like it's way better. Like way more money went into developing this one versus this one. I can't put my thumb on any specific situation, but you know, it seems like that's a thing.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like I said. I mean, I think I'll give it a shot. I think there was a game that came out. It was supposed to be a launch for the PS5. What they call it, like Gods or something, Gods Fallen or some kind of crap. And a lot of people like, well, they thought it looked cool at first and came out to be trash. So
what's this game called again?
It came out to be a looting shooter base.
Yeah. It's like, as long as they don't do no crap like that, like just let an adventure game be an adventure game. If people can start doing that again, I swear I will probably buy into this stuff, you know, 200%. Like the longest it needs to be is maybe 30, 40 hours tops, and I'll be straight with that. Like trying to implement all this other crap into it is kind of what slows it down for me. Did y'all see that the latest, what was it? The latest, what's the name of that series? It's called The Devil in Me.
Yeah, I just saw
it. It's from one of those, it's another one of those dark picture anthology games. It's supposed to be like the last one.
Oh, yeah.
It's based on like actual American
It's based on H.H. Holmes' Murder's House.
Yeah.
Yes, that's coming out at the end of
November.
Yes. I do actually have interest in that because I did like the other three anthology games.
Yeah, I like how they're actually throwing in like some of these freaking these old, you know, lore stories. These old fucking legends. Because I've heard about the Murder House on several different TV shows.
I want to say that's pretty much, you know, all the good stuff.
Yeah, I told James, like, what are we going to talk about? I was like, bro, I'm just going to write down the ones I kind of give a fuck about.
unless you want to talk about how our boy is starting his own podcast, which I might listen
that
to.
That is true, yeah. You have War Song World, and the only thing I can say about this game is that it has pretty much everybody that was involved from, like, Dragon Age, some of the people who were involved in Bethesda making this game. They didn't really show that much about it, but it seems like they had some heavy hitters behind it, so...
I mean, maybe. we also got Scarsbug, you know, it's a dark stuff.
Yes. That game looked cool. Like, the trailer was well put together. Like, I had to say that, but I have no clue what the hell it's about. But if it can play like a Lost Planet, you remember that game?
Yeah.
If it can play like that, I would definitely get it.
Okay, I forgot about kind of Phantom Hellcat. It looked all right for a 2D hack slash.
Which one?
Phantom Hellcat.
Didn't see that.
The 2D, the 3D hack and slash game. Yeah, it's all right.
Did you guys see, and I can't find the name of this game, I was looking for it earlier, but it's like a game that they're basically talking about how they want it to be the future of like
Metaverse. Talking about Everywhere.
Everywhere, that's what it was called.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, Shane, I've been waiting on you to drop that.
I couldn't remember what the name of it was. I was looking for it.
I literally wrote down like that is a whole middle finger to Zuckerberg, bro. he's like, yo, everything y'all been doing is trash. Metaverse is trash. We're gonna show you how to do this for real.
Yeah, we're really about our bullshit.
Like that's what it looked like. It looked amazing.
Here it is.
that game looked lit, dude. And you know, but listen, dude, let's not get carried away. We've been sold a bag of goods, you know, a million times on this subject. So I think
the difference between this and what Zuckerberg was doing is that he was trying to do like a real life Sims without actually putting money into it. Like this looks to be an actual just a video game that has that idea behind it, but it may be more of a game. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like if you want to live in it and you know play Sims whatever you can, but you know I think it's actually some kind of like weird plot, some story to it as well. So
you know, Mark Zuckerberg went on.
Mark Zuckerberg, I know.
Yeah,
I know. No. Hey.
No, I'm not going.
Don't you do it.
Most of the podcast, especially the first hour, they were talking a lot about the Oculus and stuff, and I thought that was interesting. Him actually explaining his product sounded pretty cool.
And this game blows up all that shit.
You talking about the Metaverse Quest, the Meta Quest, whatever it's called, the cheap VR headset now?
His is the Oculus 2, I'm pretty sure.
No, because Oculus 2 has been out for a while, sir.
Oh. Okay. Well, I don't know, but whatever it is, I'm just saying the way that they were explaining it and talking about it sounded pretty tight.
Tim says in the future, people will be segregated to which VR game they live in and judge each other accordingly.
I can clearly see that happening. And everybody that plays everywhere is going to be better than anybody else. That'll be the PC master race of everything else. Like, I know everybody, everywhere is going to be like, yo, bro, we actually have good graphics and a pretty smooth running game.
Yo, bro, this is full dive MMO, Sword Art style. Just come live.
The rest of y'all got these old looking me you play games.
Oh, weak ass.
Oh,
so Sony did announce that the PS5 is getting a price increase everywhere but the United That's States, apparently.
Crazy.
Yeah, they were wrong for that.
I think it's like $50, a $50 price increase everywhere but the United States. Hell. But they also announced the DualShock 5 Pro controller.
Give a fuck about that. What about that damn? They trying to slide. Here's a new controller.
So does that mean on the horizon that there's going to be a PS5 Pro? I mean, of course, if we already go by what they done with the for the PS4, then yes, there should be one on the way.
And I'll get it 5 years from now, probably.
But yes, it did have a price increase of I think it's like $50, and people are tripping out all over the world, but the United States.
Of course. They didn't do it to us.
Listen, why Japan? Like, why did Japan get the $50 increase?
They'll find a way to get it from us.
I have no clue.
I promise.
Like, I really don't.
There's got to be some kind of like, they're like, yeah, the U.S., they ain't even got it. Like, they ain't even got it to give.
To be fair, Sony's main headquarters now is in California, so.
Oh, well, it still seems kind of shitty, but...
I mean, because they ain't stupid. They know not to try to do that crap to us. I mean, think about it. Like, once the PS5 and a lot of the new consoles first came out, they were talking about the shortage and how people couldn't get to it. So it's like they already had people jumping on it just to avoid, you know, never getting it.
Yeah.
You know, the whole supply and demand sort of situation. So now, I guess they're like, well, we kind of need some more money. So who are we going to get it from? Oh, okay. Yeah. We ain't gonna do it to America because you got a lot of people who are like me who have not jumped over.
I was about to say, I bet you we're like a big market, but we're probably not anywhere near as big of a market as they thought we would be.
Actually, I think right now in America, it's selling more in America than anywhere else right now. That's probably why that's why they're. I think that's one reason why that the price increase. Not only that, you know, it's also cost more money to ship it out to other countries.
Yeah.
So, you know, you also got to think about inflation for that and stuff. So I get it, but at the same time, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt them, maybe.
It's an international tax.
Like I said, but it's also because, like, for the few people who haven't tried to get it yet, it's one of those things where it's like they know damn well that they'll never get us. They will never get us if they like, hey, by the way, $50. I'm like, oh, well.
The principle, the principle alone. It's like I might even have the extra $50.
Bro, in the past since June, I have been invited to pick one up 4 times so far.
Damn.
From Sony themselves.
Like, come on, just come and get it.
No. Yeah, right. And I'm just like, well, you catch me when I ain't got enough money. You know, if you give me like a month a heads up, hey, we're gonna have it then. You know, I probably would pick one up just because.
Yeah, just go ahead and get it.
Yeah, just go ahead and get it, and you know, Tim says, dude, think about how everyone else feels. The U.S. is constantly bitching about inflation, and we are the only ones not paying extra for it.
Well, it's going to make us look bad. We better not never talk about nothing again when it comes to video games. So everyone's going to bring that up. Like, y'all remember when PlayStation let y'all slide? Like,
yeah.
Damn,
U.S. baby.
That shit don't apply to me, bro. I ain't about to buy one. I still can't afford the bitch now. So, bro, I mean,
I can still complain.
Yeah,
bro, I'm not gonna lie. The Xbox has actually done a little bit better. It's actually picking up in Japan right now.
I don't doubt it, especially after this crap.
No, it's a Series S. It's a small one, digital one. It's not that big. It's easily compatible. You know, it's small. You can throw it anywhere in the room, and it works just fine. Just like the Switch, so.
Yeah, I got to tell you, though, Them Xboxes are expensive too, bro.
You can actually get a Series S right now for like $250.
But you just say it was small?
Like you can't... Yeah, it's not the Series S, but this is the Series S, not the X.
I want to be able to play the latest games on it.
You're gonna be able to play the latest games at 1080p, 60 frames to 120 frames per second.
It's just a digital one, I think.
It's just a digital one. You can't do 4K. That's it. You can do 1440 to 1080.
Yeah, see, Shane won't that hole all the way up.
Sixty to 120 frames. If you got the TV for it, I mean, that's actually. If you wanted to get a gaming PC, you're going to spend about $1,300 for that price. So why not just go ahead and pick up the console?
I would much prefer to pick up the console.
But also, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about with the last one about like the whole digital versus physical thing. It depends.
It's going to happen either way.
Yeah. Shit, ain't going to happen for me. If it happens, I ain't.
I mean, dude, it's crazy to think of how much more money it costs to get the other one. Because, dude, I was looking at this stuff online, and they were not selling for anything less than like $450.
Tim was like, man, Tim was like, I bought a PS5 because it's cheaper than a tank of gas here.
God, dog, where do you stay? Man, you need to leave, bro. He's like, I didn't have to do any sexual favors for it, I promise. Tears.
Yeah, just crying.
Yeah, but I mean that is quite shady indeed. So once people start bringing that shit up again, it ain't gonna look good. Like, Sony, y'all need to clean your act up with that shit.
And on top of that, it's just, you know, a lot of people are gonna think, well, America. A lot of people look down on America anyway.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It ain't gonna add to the whole "you all have privilege" thing. I'm like, yes, in comparison to a lot of other countries, we do, okay. But listen.
Hear me out.
No, y'all got that PlayStation. God damn.
So moving on, Mini Coop announced that they are teaming up with Pokemon to release the first electric car based off of electric type Pokemon.
Oh my God, Pikachu.
Pokemon's not real.
This shit is insane, dude. Pokemon is teaming up with a car company to make a car based on Pokemon. They've been toys at both McDonald's and Burger King.
It would just be a fucking car that's painted with Pikachu. That's it, with the Pikachu paint drip. That's all it's gonna be.
It's gonna be powered with fusion.
What are you talking about?
It's gonna be powered by. It's gonna be powered by the Pokemon. About,
no, but Pokemon ain't real, bro. Stop getting these kids fucking weird ideas.
Dude, listening to this podcast, they have gotten a lot weirder ideas than me.
I've been trying to preach normalcy for a long time. Kids are Pokemon's real. I knew it. I'm like, bro, if I had to learn that Power Rangers wasn't real as a child, y'all got to learn that Pokemon.
Right? Dude, right? So I'm screaming.
Broke my fucking heart.
Just because you can pull up your cell phone and walk around looking at it and see Pokemon, that shit ain't real, all right?
It's not. Like, true. There are animals in this world, they call it animals. Now, you can maybe take a dog and paint them.
Yeah, go over there and fuck with that fox, see if it don't try to eat you.
Hey, I got kicked off of Facebook for not liking Santa Claus, so I guess I got to stick with my
It wasn't just because you didn't like Santa Claus, because you probably said some wild shit about Santa Claus or something.
I did say
Pikachu,
that.
Pikachu, use Quick Attack, runs over bicyclists.
Yes. Children are getting attacked by wild animals because they believe wild animals are Pokemon all of a sudden.
The car is like a transformer version of Pikachu.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to go over here and get this rat-a-tat. That's a rat. Don't go.
Oh, in New York. Baby, that's a rat. Dog. The size of a god dog. Dog.
Hey, did you guys hear about Amazon's picking up EA Sports?
EA's bad. They're losing money.
Dude, it's horrible. It's so sad to see. And it's going to get murdered, bro. They're going to take all of EA Sports and be like, yeah, you can only play it on our Amazon gaming app or some trash like that.
Jesus. Damn, sure. Bezos, stop already, bro. Man. Just quit. Dang. Like, you've been known as one of the most evil people since the pandemic has started.
I think that's crazy. Damn, bro. I think that's crazy. You should see what he's doing in the medical industry. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, Shane starts bumping up there.
But no, I was upset when I saw it. I thought it wasn't real. I was like, there's no way Amazon is getting. And then sure enough, I guess they made an announcement later.
Like
James said,
bro, they done fell on hard times, man. Like, ain't nobody really talking about them no more.
If anybody talking about them, they talk shit. Yeah.
FIFA apparently lost a contract, or the game that we know as FIFA. EA Sports lost the FIFA contract.
Yeah, I heard of that.
That shit's crazy, dude. Changing of times.
All they're going to do is probably just make like EA Soccer or something.
EA Soccer.
I'm pretty sure it'll
be the same thing more than likely.
They probably still put it out and call it FIFA and just with like a different asterisk or something.
EA soccer. I guarantee that's what it's
going to be. EA, it's the EA Fright Night Soccer.
They're Fight Night Soccer.
Yeah, Fight Night.
You play Muhammad Ali on the screen.
Hey, now EA
plays Bruce Lee.
EA made the UFC game that I play, but I mean, I don't know. Those games are cool, but they're so different.
Yeah, those are actually pretty good games. I ain't gonna lie about that one. Shane still ain't gonna catch no hands, but I mean, like, all that crap you be talking.
The fourth one's tight, but it is a unique audience. Not everybody likes playing those games. I mean, to be honest.
I mean, they're fairly fun. They're pretty fun. I said, you just too scared to actually try to do something with it.
Call him out.
I live in a constant state of fear.
Oh, okay. He think he got something.
So the question is, what's going to happen to Apex now?
Apex?
Oh, yeah. They did.
That's EA.
They showed another game, and I forgot the damn name of it, but it looked like it was going to try to be a competitor with Apex. They showed, like, really, really quick flashes of it, but it kind of looks like it's more or less in the same range. So, I don't know. I don't think anything's really going to touch Apex right now, to be honest.
Apex is definitely going in. But, I mean, there's so many people. There's enough players for everybody to eat. Like, I mean, a lot of people play PUBG. A lot of people even play Warzone. And a lot of people
anymore.
A lot of people play Fortnite. Me and T Frost played Fortnite the other night.
Guys, this has been a good podcast. We'll catch y'all later. She's no longer a cop joke.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, you ain't gotta build no more, man. It's cool. It's cool now, bro.
So I give the developers Fortnite credit. They take whatever is cultural right now, put into the game. Vegeta and Goku is wrecking the whole entire game right now.
Yeah.
Drive by Kamehamehas, man. That's the only thing I've seen on YouTube. People just driving by doing the Kamehameha wave.
That's amazing. That is hilarious. And what's funny is, like, talk about perfect timing, too. It's like the perfect, like, capitalist gaming thing.
Ever. Yes, that's exactly. I guess when the new John Wick come out, they're going to do John Wick again. They already did Thanos when freaking Infinity War blew up. Like, they just time stuff.
Exactly.
I think the next one is, I think that Destiny, they're doing a crossover with Destiny, I think.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Destiny.
Oh, yeah, because Destiny's doing it. Is it Destiny 3 yet, or is it just like another expansion?
It's another expansion.
It's supposed to be the last expansion, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's the way that trailer made it seem, or the thing I was watching earlier.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the last expansion. A lot of people was complaining that, well, Destiny 2, they shouldn't have been what it was, and they should have just kept up with Destiny 1. I was just like, I agree, but at the same time, it is what it is. You know, at least Bungie came out and tried to do something different.
Damn, it's free now. So
it is free now.
Pick it up and try it. It's crossplay.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you can't get mad at it now.
Yeah, T Frost was telling me it was crossplay the other night.
It's crossplay.
I played it a little bit with Clint, but outside of that, I've never really played it much. I've obviously played plenty of other stuff, but I still want to play that one that was Square Enix.
Which one?
I forgot what it was called, but it looked kind of cool.
Outriders.
Yeah, something like that.
It was
I heard it was okay
mediocre at best when I've tried it.
Yeah.
So
not even worth it. Just keep playing Apex, is what you're saying.
Sure.
Shane, sure. You gotta. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm actually looking at the.
Bro, KG Jelly's over there theming. He's like, I need to play Apex right now.
I'm looking at the.
Bro, I'm playing it right now too. Shoot, I got back on. I took the cold chain.
you hang up.
You're like, you hit Tim in the background. Go, yo, what's up?
I played. Oh God. No, I'm looking at the start screen for Battlefield 5 or whatever, 4 Battlefield, whatever it is, because that's what I was playing earlier.
You sound much less
enthused. All right, let's start winding this down. Closing thoughts on everybody.
Like I said, I think it was a random thing that kind of popped up. Some of the games were cool, looked interesting. That's pretty much it.
I will say this before we actually get out of here. There's one more. There's 2 more gaming conventions I know of this year. That's the Tokyo's Game Show and then the Games Awards.
Tim said he got us. He's going to buy everybody tickets so we can go.
Swag.
Sweet. I don't know if we'll talk about the Tokyo Game Show, that one, unless they do show anything like Square Enix or Kingdom Hearts related, because apparently Square Enix is a very popular developer with this podcast and the people who come onto this podcast because it's won 2 brackets in a row.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with everybody.
That's a good point.
So we might be talking about that, but we must definitely be talking about the Game Awards and how rigged it is. If you haven't listened to that podcast, go back and listen to that podcast from 2 years ago. Last year. Go back and listen to that one.
What award show is this?
The one where, like, The Last of Us won everything for no reason.
When is this?
It's in December.
Oh, okay. So that's a while away. Yeah. I can't wait for that episode.
I was like, why? They were like, it won best everything. I was like, Jesus Christ. This wasn't even in the game. What are y'all just giving this shit out? Yeah, everyone was like, yeah, gaming is rigged. I remember everybody being mad about that.
So we did an episode called Not the Quite Rigged Game Awards or something like that.
Yeah, we were actually trying to play devil's advocate about it. I was trying to be like, I don't think it's 100% rigged, but I think old dude shined some shoes.
Actually, Tim, it did win Best Music of the Year that year.
Yeah, Best Music, Best Video Game, Best Graphics, Best Sound Design, Best
the only, like thing, the only thing it didn't win was Best Indie Game and Best JRPG Game.
Yeah. It won MMO.
Exactly.
It was ridiculous, but like the music.
Yeah, I'm not lying. It literally won Best Soundtrack.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like all it is the same damn guitars in the first game. I ain't gonna lie, like Last of Us has some pretty good music, but Jesus Christ. Like,
what was the plot again?
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, y'all heard us rant about that game forever. I'm past it. Like, they got the show coming out now, and they're remaking the first one. So
yeah, I've changed my mind. I don't want to play it no more.
It's a scam. Like, I ain't about to pay $70.
Well, I mean, I thought about it. I was like, I'd just rather spend $10, pick it up on the PS4 and say, fuck it.
Yeah, like, I ain't about to pay no $70 for the exact same game that really doesn't look all that different from the remastered version just so I can see Jerry in that hole.
Jerry, yeah,
I know they're going to do it.
With his man daughter.
And you're going to see. Oh, don't do it. All right. She's just buff.
I saw a headline that was basically saying that like the new Saints Row and Grand Theft Auto have become more inclusive, and some gamers are really upset about it.
Well, a friend of mine got the Saints Row today. He had told me it's basically the same thing. But he's like, it's more realistic. And for people who probably liked Saints Row Saints Row was a parody of itself. So that's kind of like what people liked about it. It was basically like a funny, out of whack GTA.
It became that.
Bro, yeah. I saw recently critics are review bombing the shit out of Saints Row.
Yeah, don't nobody
but,
really like
it. But the fans, it's keeping it alive. Because the fans are loving it.
It's crazy because it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, the internet, it's one of those cases when people said it was woke and it's probably not that bad. But everybody kind of thought it was just, it's a female character or something. And actually, you can make your own
character. Yeah, you can make your own character. Yeah.
But it's like the one that they showed in the trailer had like short hair and she had colored hair, and everyone was like, oh God, it's woke, bro. And it's like, man, calm down. Like, just stop. Good God, Jesus. Like, I get it, but dang, calm down.
We're also talking about two games that thrive off of controversy. So, I mean,
yeah.
they want bad press. I mean, probably. I mean,
because all they said with Grand Theft Auto 6 was that what Shane, you know, me kind of like joked about was that it's going to be a female protagonist, or she's going to share it with a brother, and it's going to be kind of like a Bonnie Clyde situation, and she's going to be Latino. Like, oh, wow, okay. So
yeah, I mean, that's cool. I mean,
I think that's tight.
Look at every other game. I mean, look at 30 and Vice City.
Yeah,
you played as Tommy Vercetti. You played as a white guy.
Yeah,
number 4, you played as the Russian.
Yeah. Tommy Vercetti is like Italian, pretty much. It's like, dude, yeah. I think yeah. they're always like,
yeah, you played as the Russian, and of course,
San Andreas
hood. Yeah, of course, San Andreas, you had the hood, and then 5, you had the
it's like a
I don't know how to explain Michael. And then fucking Trevor was the fucking fucked up redneck. And then you had
Franklin.
I was just, Franklin. Yeah, Frank,
like old dude, basically like CJ's cousin or something like that. Yeah. So it was like that was pretty much a crossover all games. But
yeah, so I mean you can't get mad at the developers for, you know.
It's just how people
don't you play as a gay man in the Ballad of Gay
Tony? Yeah, the Ballad of Gay Tony.
Gay Tony, yeah.
I mean, honestly, to me, and we've probably been saying this for a good few years now. Yeah, I think it'd be cool if they had a chick. You know what I'm saying? I definitely think it'd be cool if they had a girl. Why not? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean,
they've had it before.
If you take a look at the online, you can make your own character.
Yeah.
And you play a story on the online, you can make a female character. So why not?
Yeah.
Why not go ahead and implement the female character into the game?
I think the one thing is, I think, I don't know who said it, but somebody from that team stated that they kind of wanted to be more inclusive. I think somebody may have said that, but see, you know, I just feel like everybody just needs to, you know, hold on. Just give it a little bit of time. I highly doubt they're going to be like, oh my God, white men suck is the first line that comes through the game.
Yeah.
All right, calm down. It's like, and even if they do, San Andreas talks crap about everybody. Like, that's
it
what
does,
they
yeah,
do.
It did. Yeah.
No, this is what I was going to say about Grand Theft Auto. They're very South Park-ish. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anybody can get it. Like, when you play through all of those storylines, you get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You see the underlings of like how shitty businessmen are. You know what I'm saying? Like you should see the underlings of how shitty people in the street can be. And it's just like all these different things, but it's got humor and, you know.
Yeah. So it's like as long as it retains that, it should be okay. It's like, I don't think it's going to go that crazy. But like I said, people on the internet are just, well, some people on the internet just be on one.
Right.
Well, anyway, guys, we're going to wrap this up. Well, we go too far into the world. Yeah.
Sorry, Jimmy.
It happens. Wrapping it up, Shane, what's your final thoughts?
I'm excited to see what happens with Everywhere. You know, I also would like to say that as far as a hall of like excitement, there was a lot more to talk about from my interest level from the last time we talked about these, but I'm still excited about all these new games that are coming out. It's still cool.
Okay. Xander, you said there was a topic that you wanted to talk about with people. What was that topic again?
Oh, when was this?
Okay. We'll tell you. I'm like, what? Man, I'm going to have to go back through my messages. That's going to be a long track back.
No, it was going to be like, I think social commentary about like gaming and, so it would be a little bit more serious. But
No, I think it was toxicity, gaming. Yeah,
toxicity in gaming. I was going to send you guys a few videos about this stuff, but this was going to be more political. So Shane can have his jacket on for that one if he wants it. Yeah, but I'm going to probably hold off on that one for a little bit. The next one we'll probably talk about is Kingdom Hearts Dark World, since that's all the rage right now.
Yes, we'll be talking about that. All right, fuck it, we're getting out of here. Y'all be good. Novocaine, Mary Jane. Say one thing to me, you text toast, no razor cane. I can't lie, life's good, man, I can't complain. Walking through the hood, undoubtedly without a stain. Hopped off the porch, I'm a prodigy, they know the name. Had to run it up, let my prophecy financial gain. If you ain't with me, you against me, then get out the way. Spinning on you and your people. Dancing on your grave. Choppers like Resident Evil. We dress like blood rain. Rock that American Eagle. Hoodie got bloodstains. Then my brother whipping up them kilos. A total fuck the game. Twin Glock, Max Payne. Kick shit, Johnny K. Like Summer, Johnny Day.
BC Luke K. Let me see Luke K. Brand new day. Brand new K. Ballin' like 2K. I swear I've been betrayed. One too many times. Too many to count. Yeah. All the nights I prayed. Solid how I stayed. No matter how they played it, I still don't mind.